Massachusetts State Representative Smitty Pignatelli has been named the House Chair of the Joint Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, and Agriculture, a role last held by the late Galen Critty. Critty died in June after battling cancer. Pignatelli, a Democrat of the 4th Berkshire District, talks about his new position.
For me personally, it's somewhat bittersweet. Bitter from the standpoint that get to this position because of the passing of a very dear friend, Gail Caridi. But it's sweet because it's with my experience and my years here in the State House and the district I represent. I think it's a natural, no pun intended, position for me to get into. So I'm very excited. I'm honored and humbled and looking forward to the opportunities this lie ahead.
So to carry on this position, to carry on this title after Critty had held it, what about her leadership in that role? Do you intend to bring into your own element or create a new path?
Well, clearly, I've always blazed my own path. And as the dean of the Berkshire delegation, I think my colleagues would tell you that Smitty's an independent thinker. Sadly, Gail wasn't in that committee position long enough, I don't think, before she got sick. So I've got some catching up to do. There's a learning curve, obviously. I admit that. I've already met with the staff up there. They're very able-bodied. Because of Gail's sickness, the committee is probably a couple of months behind the original scheduled plan. So we have to do some catch-up. And so in addition to the learning curve, but good staff, we're ready to go and do some good things. I think there's great opportunities with actually what we're doing here today to vote on the marijuana bill, some of the things that I have been working on to allow industrial hemp to be grown. I think that's going to be a real attribute for the local farmers throughout the Commonwealth, and to do that. I'm very interested in food waste. I've been doing a lot of research on that the last few weeks, long before even this opportunity came up. These are the issues I've been dealing with. So I'm excited, and I think we're going to hit the ground running, and it's going to be kind of a sprint to get caught up, but I'm very optimistic and excited about the opportunity.
Some of the larger highlights of concern in Berkshire County is the ever-going PCB cleanup in the Housatonic River, in Otis State Forest, fighting Kinder Morgan's Connecticut pipeline expansion. Do you have any thoughts going into this new role with those two large overlooming practices going on?
Yeah, those are great questions. And I think, you know, I've been very vocal about the Otis pipeline and the Otis State Forest. I've been very vocal about that. I think this position would hopefully give me somewhat of a louder voice. Clearly, that decision has been made way above my pay grade at the federal level. You know, the PCB cleanup, the rest of the river, I think I've been vocal about that as well. But I think the position that I'm now in gives me a louder voice working with the delegation. So I think there's, like I say, I keep saying there's great opportunities here. I'll go about my business and try to learn as much as I possibly can and stake out my position. But I'm really very excited. There's a lot of challenges that lie ahead, not only for the Berkshires, but for the Commonwealth. The state is struggling with revenues that have kind of tanked across the board. Some of our state parks have been closed or not staffed for the summer, which I think is disappointing. So those are some of the topics that I want to delve into immediately and meet with the DCR folks out there in the Berkshires and try to get a good lay of the land on how we can try to solve some of these problems. So I think the position is going to help, and I certainly have never been shy about giving people my opinion of things that I believe in my heart are the right things to do, and that's what we'll continue to do.